Congress continues to debate immigration reform, and the House will take up two starkly different bills next week. At the center of both are the so-called Dreamers, who were brought into the U.S. as children by their undocumented parents. Though some don't support the Dreamers, there isn't nearly as much conflict over their connection to the U.S. as there is with other immigrants and how they're perceived. In the book Undocumented Lives, The Untold Story of Mexican Migration, Stanford professor Ana Raquel Miñan looks at myths about Mexican migrants and what changed from the 1960s through the 1980s, and she's with me via Skype. Professor, how were Mexicans generally viewed in the 1960s, Mexican migrants, both by Americans and Mexicans?
In 1964, the United States ended the Bracero program. The Bracero program was a guest worker program that had run since 1942, whereby Mexican workers could come work for short periods in the United States and then return to Mexico. They ended that program in 1964 with the argument that Mexican workers were being mistreated and were taking jobs away from African American workers. But in 1965, the U.S. Congress passed another Immigration Act. And in this law, they made it extremely clear that they didn't see a problem with immigrants per se. In fact, they thought that the United States could absorb more immigrants than it was currently absorbing. The 1965 Immigration Act was one in which questions of illegality were not really considered, and in fact, one which was considered to be very much pro-immigrant, even though it imposed for the first time restrictions against immigrants from the Western Hemisphere, meaning the Americas. It still was considered a bill that was phrased in the language of being pro-immigrant.
I know that in 1986, there was, because it's often brought up, that President Reagan signed what critics will call an amnesty bill and whatnot. How much did that change things?
Well, in 1986, the U.S. Congress passed the Immigration Reform and Control Act, which in one way, it didn't give amnesty because people had to legalize their status it was very costly for people to legalize their status. Amnesty means a blanket amnesty where something is just given to you, while for immigrants to become legal through the Immigration Reform and Control Act, they had to pay money, they had to learn English. So we use the term legalization. But it did change things a lot in the sense that a lot of people who had been previously undocumented managed to become more settled in the United States, and this benefited the U.S. economy in many ways. People who previously had been scared of buying houses because they could be deported any day now started to buy houses because they were more settled. They were able to take better paying jobs. They were able, if they were not being paid jobs, if they were not being paid for the work they were doing, because employers often threatened workers of calling immigration officials because they were undocumented, these workers who legalized their status were able to demand that the wages that were owed to them were paid. So it really benefited the U.S. economy. But part of what happened with the passage of the Immigration Reform and Control Act in 1986 was that it didn't only legalize migrants, but it also increased the fortification of the U.S.-Mexico border. And so before 1986, we see that most migration, most workers who come to the United States are men who come for short periods of time, work here, and then return to Mexico to be with their families. After 1986, because crossing the border has become so much harder, workers are no longer able to come and go.
Can we talk a little bit about stereotypes? Why do you think these stereotypes still persist? The idea of, especially the Mexican immigrant, being a drag on our country, people will often cite, well, they haven't assimilated enough, unlike the European immigrants of the past. Why do you think that perception persists?
Well, I think the stereotypes in some ways continue, and recently we have seen a little bit of a change in the term and in the ways in which these stereotypes exist. So in some ways, it's true that Mexican immigrants haven't assimilated as much as other immigrants. And that's because we have continued to see a flow of Mexican immigrants coming to the United States. Up until 2008, Mexican migrants continued to coming in greater numbers than they left now. And of course, they did so and infused communities here with Mexican culture. That being said, they also infused the whole country with Mexican culture. it's not just Mexican Americans and Mexican migrants who are buying burritos in the streets. People eat tacos every day, no matter who they are. So in some ways, it's not just that they haven't assimilated, but that our whole culture is changing to incorporate migrants. In terms of the stereotypes, part of what we also see in the 1970s and a little bit earlier, starting in the 1960s, is a change in the way people speak about immigrants. The civil rights movement of the 1960s promoted the idea that racism was unacceptable. So rather than talking openly about migrants as being Mexicans, people started to use the term illegal aliens or illegals as a proxy for the racial animus that they felt toward Mexican migrants coming. So we see that from the 1950s to the 1970s, there's a linguistic shift where people used to say wetbacks, which literally inscribed illegality onto people's back. Wetbacks comes from the term wet and backs. When people are crossing the Rio Grande to come to the United States, they would get their backs wet. So it's literally putting the idea that they're not welcome onto their bodies, which seems very racial, to the term illegal aliens, which seems completely not racial. And yet everybody knew that when you were talking about illegal aliens at the time, you were referring to Mexicans, even though people from other nationalities were also unauthorized in the country.
Stanford professor Ana Raquel Mignon is the author of Undocumented Lives, The Untold Story of Mexican Migration.